Hello, I'm Martin, and this is my show. Each week, we take a deep dive into one artist, one story, 1 hour. We crack open the tracks, peel back the history, what was happening in the studio, on the streets, in the headlines. It's not just music, it's a movement. Each episode becomes a music brick, a solid piece of sound and story, stacked into a music wall of riffs, revolutions, record sleeves, and raw truth. This is more than nostalgia. It's a blueprint. And this is Music Brick.
You're tuned in to Music Brick. Built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless.
I have a confession to make before we start tonight's show. I'm an absolute fan of the White Stripes. Followed them from the very beginning. I have all their vinyl and I still follow Jack White, morphing through his musical journey. So tonight I try to squeeze as many tracks as possible into this Music Brick show. So let's get started. Tonight we're diving headfirst into Detroit. Red and White, brother and sister, Jack and Meg, or so they claimed. The White Stripes burst onto the scene at the turn of the millennium, armed with a pawn shop guitar, a toy drum kit, and an obsession with the raw honesty of blues. They looked like a peppermint dream and sounded like a thunderclap. Minimal gear, maximum intent. They came from a city scarred by industry and soul. You could still hear Motown in the smoke, but this was different. Every performance was like holding your breath until something cracked. Championed by John Peel, he gave them the crucial exposure they craved. Jack White later said, John Peel was the greatest DJ that ever lived. This is the story of the White Stripes. The White Stripes had built a mythology around Detroit basements and battered rehearsal rooms. Then, in 2001, Jack White dragged Meg to a seedy red brick flophouse on the edge of town, the Hotel Yorba. He spun a story that they'd written songs there, but the place had already been boarded up. The single landed while the UK charts were still swirling with Travis and S Club 7. Britpop's hangover had finally cleared, and suddenly this brother and sister act from Detroit were hammering out a tune that sounded like it'd been smuggled in from 1961. Jack later admitted it was all about Americana, a place we could tie ourselves to. Meg sat behind him in interviews, silent, looking half bored. But that was always the theatre. Jack spinning yarns, Meg giving nothing. The White Stripes were grit and paint and myth. By 2005, the relationship had already cracked. The divorce papers between Jack and Meg had been filed years earlier, but he still called her his sister. Blue Orchid sounded like a scream of that denial, a song born out of bitterness. The Enemy shoved it on the front covers, while Coldplay's X and Y ruled the UK album charts. Blockbusters like Batman Begins were on the screen, but this was darker, weirder, more twisted than any Caped Crusader soundtrack. Jack spat the lines about being taken for a ride. On top of the pops, it landed like a grenade. All white and red suits, all drama. In a chart stuffed with the Gorillaz and James Blunt, Blue Orchid was a jolt of pain, snarled out in 2.5 minutes. It's the moment the mask slipped. Jack's venom on record, Meg's silence even louder. Next up, Seven Nation Army. It's their anthem and their albatross. A riff so heavy, it ended up on the football terraces, chanted by kids who'd never owned a White Stripes record. Jack had been messing with a semi-acoustic, dropped an octave, and out it came. Pure fate. Released in 2003, when the UK Top 10 was ruled by Beyoncé and Justin Timberlake, this thing tore through like a tank. While Love Actually filled cinemas with sentiment, the White Stripes pushed out paranoia and menace. Jack said the title came from his mispronounced Salvation Army as a kid. At Glastonbury, the crowd roared the riff like scripture. By the time Italy's football ultras had picked it up, it was unstoppable. A garage song that mutated into a world chant. But behind the roar, the duo were collapsing. Jack resented being caged by one song. Meg froze tighter under the spotlight. They could never survive a hit that big. By 2007, it was their last stand. Icky Thump was them going out swinging. The charts had been polished clean by Rihanna's Umbrella, while The Sopranos had just aired its Cut to Black ending on TV. Jack picked at immigration politics in the lyrics. White Americans, what? Nothing better to do? A rare lunge into topical fire. In Britain, Blair was stepping down, Brown was stepping in, and disillusionment was in the air. The sound was ugly, jagged, restless, and Meg, she was drifting further from the spotlight, her anxiety creeping in. During interviews, Jack filled every silence with bravado. She stared at the floor. Icky Thump felt like him yelling into the void, knowing the end was near. Within a year, the Stripes had cancelled their tour, citing Meg's nerves. They never played again live. A swan song disguised as a comeback.
Kept a set.
bury yourself in their second album, De Style, and you find this fragile piece, Apple Blossom. Britain was busy with Craig David and Spiller on the charts, while Big Brother had just premiered on Channel 4. Gloss and voyeurism everywhere. The White Stripes went the other way. Lo-fi, two instruments, the myth of purity. Jack sings about offering help, a hand to hold, a shoulder to cry on. He always had that preacher tone, half sincere, half performative. Meg kept it steady, like she wasn't buying it. The duality again, him reaching out, her refusing to move. The critics didn't care much at the time, but years later, Apple Blossom was rediscovered as one of their rawest statements, a song that exposed the quiet heart of the White Stripes. Behind the distortion, they stood still, awkward and real.
Hey, little Apple Blossom, what seems to be the problem? All the ones you tell your troubles to, they don't really care for you. Come and tell me what you're thinking, 'cause just when the boat is sinking, a little light is blinking, and I will come and rescue you. Lots of girls walk around in tears, but that's not for you. You've been looking all around for years for someone to tell your troubles to. Come and sit with me and talk a while. Let me see your pretty little smile. Put your troubles in a little pile, and I will sort them out for you. Not for you. You've been looking all around for years for someone to tell your troubles to. Come and sit with me and talk a while. Let me see your pretty little smile. Put your troubles in a little pile, and I will sort them out for you. I fall in love with you. I think I'll marry you.
It's the diversity of the White Stripes that gets me every time. Their refusal to back down. So we're up to 2003 now. America was invading Iraq. Blair was on TV defending the indefensible. And in the charts, Beyoncé's Crazy in Love was rewriting R&B. Into this chaos, the White Stripes released the hardest button to button. The song itself was about a family cracking under the weight of dysfunction, told through Jack's elliptical lyrics about buttons and stitches. But underneath, it was more about tension. The White Stripes were never just two people making noise. They were two people navigating silence, history, and myth. By this point, whispers about their relationship, ex-husband and wife playing brother and sister, were tabloid gold. So the White Stripes doubled down. Every riff became a riddle, every beat became an act of resistance.
Stopped it.
When the White Stripes tackled this Burt Bacharach classic in 2003, it wasn't nostalgia, it was reclamation. They took a silky 60s ballad and stripped it naked. The UK was caught up in the Pirates of the Caribbean, and where is the love by Black Eyed Peas topping the charts? Jack and Meg arrived with something both familiar and unsettling. Meg's drumming kept the skeleton intact. Jack's voice cracked at the edges. You could feel the fracture between them. A love song sung by a man already estranged from his partner, playing out the contradiction. It charted in the UK top 10, one of their biggest singles. Proof that the White Stripes could twist pop history into something jagged and dangerous, and still sneak it into living rooms.
I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself. Nothing, everything for two. Doing everything with you. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know what to do with myself.
I know this is a furious pace, but there's just so much to get through. Next up, we're going to be friends. Autumn 2002, the Iraq debate was boiling and America was still raw from the terrorism paranoia. Against that backdrop came one of the White Stripes' softest, most human moments. We're going to be friends. No fuzz, no distortion, just Jack's voice and a classroom memory turned into a lullaby. It wasn't ironic, it wasn't cynical. It was a reminder that even as the adult tore itself apart, kids still walked to school, picked up bugs in jars, and tied their shoes. While Eminem was owning the charts with Lose Yourself and Coldplay's A Rush of Blood to the Head was soaking radios, the White Stripes cut through with simplicity. Meg's absence from the song made it almost voyeuristic, like eavesdropping on Jack's diary. It showed that for all their noise, the White Stripes could land an emotional punch with silence.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. Rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. And now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
Don't think for a single second the White Stripes are going soft. 2002 was the year they detonated. Garage rock was suddenly fashionable, the Strokes in New York, the Hives in Sweden, and from Detroit, Jack and Meg, tearing through the noise with Fell in Love with a Girl. Clocking under 2 minutes, it hit like a car crash. In the UK, where the charts were still swamped by boy bands and pop idol winners, this track felt like a Molotov cocktail. It climbed to number 21, a miracle for a band with no gloss, no big label, no big machine behind them, and barely a bassist to their name. It didn't matter. The White Stripes had cracked the code. Keep it short, keep it raw, keep it unforgettable. In an age of overproduction, this was speed and spirit bottled and vinyl. Now sit back and cover your ears.
Cheating now, black hair with a curl. Now a roll for the fever and the eyes will beat me. Can't keep away from the girl. Since sounds on my brain, need a hell of a meeting. Can't think of anything to do. Yeah, my left brain knows that our love is fleeting. She just looking for something new. Yeah, said it was before, but it bears repeating now. Cheating now. Can't think of it.
just repeating now.
After a blistering start, a quick recap at the halfway point. Hotel Yorba, a scrappy sing-along that felt like it was hammered together on a back porch. Blue Orchid, sharp, electric, a jolt to the veins. Then came the one that rewrote the football chants across the world, Seven Nation Army. Icky Thump, Jack twisting American blues into something distorted and unholy. Apple Blossom, then Button to Button, tender and tense, proving the band could be soft one second and cutting the next. I Don't Know What to Do It Myself, a cover that carried as much desperation as the original, maybe more. We're Going to Be Friends, fragile and childlike, a breathe in all the chaos. And finally, Fell in Love with a Girl, furious 1.5 minutes of brick wall garage rock that left no survivors. That's where we are, and we're not even done yet.
You're tuned in to Music Break, built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless.
Next up, Dead Leaves on the Dirty Ground. In 2001, America was reeling in the aftermath of 9/11, and in Britain, debates about the Afghan war were starting to creep into the headlines. The White Stripes landed like a shockwave with Dead Leaves on the Dirty Ground, capturing a feeling of decay and disconnection, both urban and emotional. The interplay between Jack's restless energy and Meg's rigid steadiness made every live performance feel precarious, like they could collapse at any moment. Their chemistry, love, friction, myth bled into the song itself, making it more than just garage rock. Begin with a little cream soda from 2003. Jack said it's simple but fragile, the kind of song that holds its weight quietly. The track reflects a moment when the White Stripes were experimenting with intimacy and restraint. Around this time, UK charts were dominated by polished pop acts, while cinema, like Lost in Translation, explored subtle emotional tension and personal disconnection. Headlines of global unrest and political debates contrasted sharply with the song's quiet urgency. Jack and Meg's interplay, alternating moments of tension and release, make a brief song feel expansive and cinematic. A compressed story of friction, ambition that lingers long after it ends. Next up, My Doorbell from 2005. Jack White reflected, "We wanted something playful, but with a kind of edge you couldn't ignore. The song captures mischief and precision, a reflection of the ongoing creative tension between Jack and Meg. The UK radio was awash with polished pop, while films like Sin City explored moral ambiguity and controlled chaos, echoing the song's structure and attitude. Current events, political debates and social upheavals made the track feel immediate and slightly defined. Every element from rhythm to vocal phrasing conveys a compressed narrative of interaction and intent, turning a few minutes into a cinematic window on the duo's dynamic and their ability to make small gestures feel momentous." I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? Yeah, I'm thinking about my doorbell. When you gonna ring it? When you gonna ring it? Now we move on to Hello Operator, 2001. Jack said it's about reaching out, missing the mark and finding beauty in what slips away. The track embodies subtle tension, curiosity and controlled frustration. Meg's contributions keep the music grounded, leaving Jack's voice to spit urgency and reflection. Reality TV and glossy pop were all over the UK airwaves. At the same time, films like Amelie and Donnie Darko pushed fractured perspectives and quiet tension. Against that backdrop, the song plays like a snapshot of private struggles dragged into the open. Both Jack and Meg caught between ambition and miscommunication. Next is my absolute favourite White Stripes tune. 300 Mile an Hour Torrential Outpour Blues from 2004 is an incredible piece of music that blows me away each time I hear it. Jack said, it's fast, relentless, but every move is intentional. The track embodies friction and control, pushing forward with raw energy, yet maintaining precision. Political tension and global unrest added a backdrop that made the song's intensity feel even more immediate. The White Stripes' interplay, ambition and creative agency transform these minutes into a cinematic storm, compressing chaos, reflection and drive into a contained, striking musical moment. The utter devastation this song brings puts a smile on my face every single time it comes on.
That I'm no longer there. I'm getting hard on myself, sitting in my easy chair. Well, there's three people in the mirror, and I'm wondering which one of them I should choose. Well, I can't keep from laughing, spitting out these 300 mile per hour outpour blues. I'm breaking my teeth off, trying to bite my lip.
There's all kinds of red-headed women, and I ain't supposed to care. And it's that color which never fails to turn me blue. So I just swallow it and hold on to it and use it to scare the hell.
Believe it or not, we've come to our final song, and maybe for some of you out there it couldn't come fast enough, but for me this has been an absolute joy and a privilege to create. I've enjoyed every single song and every single second. And so to the final song, Rag and Bone, from 2005. Jack called it digging through yourself, trying to find what matters. That's exactly how it plays. Two people tearing through scraps, building something out of nothing. Meg holds the line. Jack prowls around it, their timing jagged but locked. It's not polish, it's instinct. A short blast of story and noise, half spoken, half snarled, and one last reminder of who they were. Raw, restless, and totally unforgettable.
Babe, look at this place. Woo. This place is like a mansion. It's like a mansion. Look at all this stuff. Look, I see something over there. Man. What kind of hair is selling right?
You sure you don't want it, man? I can use it. Take it. It's just things that you don't want. I can use them. Meg can use them. We can do something with them. We'll make something out of them. Make some money out of them, at least. Don't be rude.
Or not.
They might need it. If you don't want it, we'll take it. If you don't want to give it to us, we keep walking by. Keep going, we're not tired, but got plenty of places to go. Lots of homes we ain't been to yet. On the west side, the southwest side, Middle East, rich house, dog house, outhouse, old folks' house, house for unwed mothers, halfway homes, catacombs, twilight zones. Looking for techniques, turntables to gramophones. So take a last lick of your ice cream. You still wanna own, but please be kind.
Your time.
And don't rewind.
That's fine.
All of your pretty little rags and bones. Yeah, your pretty little rags and bones. Jump up, jump up, jump up. Come on and give it to me. Oh, your pretty little rags and bones. Come on, come on, come on, come on and give it to us.
And there you have it, the White Stripes. Two-piece, no filler, a blues explosion in a garage-sized cathedral of noise. Jack and Meg, a mystery wrapped in distortion, myth-making with every kick and scream. They walked in like ghosts from another century and left like legends, tearing through the 2000s like a red and white wildfire, dragging Delta blues, punk attitude and raw showmanship into the modern world, and left the scene scorched and shaken. Every riff a warning, every silence a threat. The White Stripes didn't play songs, they conjured them.
You're tuned in to Music Break. Built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless.
Next time on Music Break, Queen. Four players, one impossible standard. A riff, aria, stomp, swagger, welded tight. Basement experiments to stadium thrones. Homemade guitars against grand piano. Harmonies stacked like skyscrapers. The mic half-mast, the crowd all in. From the glam excess to Live Aid firepower. Bohemian dreams, brutal discipline. We go under the crown. I give you Queen.
So don't stop me now.
This Music Break show isn't just about music. It's about you and the songs that have stayed with you through your life. The tunes that shaped who you are. So please go and take a look at our Facebook page. Just search at Music Break. Every song ever recorded means something to someone, and that includes you. We'd love to hear about your favourite songs and the memories connected to them. Our Facebook page, at Music Break, is where we share these moments and the songs that made them unforgettable. This is your invitation to come and join us, share your story and be part of a growing community. Just search at Music Break on Facebook. It's a place for everyone, and we'd love you to be part of it. And there you have it. Another Music Break, another album, another journey. Keep your ears open and your spirits high. Keep listening, keep exploring, and above all, keep the faith. Night-night, Mum.
Playing the best songs on the planet.
Costa Calida International Radio. The best radio station on the Med.